In your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Ezekiel chapter 27. Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Now, thou son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyrus, and say unto Tyrus, O thou that art situate at the entry of the sea, which art a merchant of the people for many isles, thus saith the Lord God, O Tyrus, thou hast said, I am of perfect beauty. Thy borders are in the midst of the seas. Thy builders have perfected thy beauty. They have made all thy shipboards of fir trees of Senir. They have taken cedars from Lebanon to make masts for thee. Of the oaks of Bashan have they made thine oars. The company of the Asherites have made thy benches of ivory, brought out the isles of Kittim. Fine linen with broidered work from Egypt was that which thou spreadest forth to be thy sail. Blue and purple from the isles of Elisha was that which covered thee. The inhabitants of Zidon and Arvad were thy mariners, thy wise men, O Tyrus, that were in thee were thy pilots. The ancients of Gebal and the wise men thereof were in thee thy caulkers. All the ships of the sea with their mariners were in thee to occupy thy merchandise. They of Persia and Lud and of Phut were in thine army. Thy men of war, they hanged the shield and helmet in thee. They set forth thy comeliness. The men of Arvad with thine army were upon thy walls round about, and the Gamadims were in thy towers. They hanged their shields upon thy walls round about. They have made thy beauty perfect. Tarshish was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of all kind of riches with silver, iron, tin, and lead, they traded in thy fairs. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech, they were thy merchants. They traded in the persons of men and vessels of brass in thy market. They of the house of Togarmah traded in thy fairs with horses and horsemen and mules. The men of Dedan were thy merchants. Many isles were the merchandise of thy hand. They brought thee for a present horns of ivory and ebony. Syria was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of thy wares of thy making. They occupied in thy fairs with emeralds, purple, and broidered work, and fine linen, and coral, and agate. Judah and the hands of in the land of Israel, they were thy merchants. They traded in thy market wheat of Minit and Panag, and honey and oil and balm. Damascus was thy merchant in the multitude of the wares of thy making, for the multitude of all riches in the wine of Helbon and white wool. Dan also and Javan, going to and fro, occupied in thy fairs, bright iron, cassia, and calamus were in thy market. Dedan was thy merchant in precious clothes for chariots. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar, they occupied with thee in lambs and rams and goats. In these were they thy merchants. The merchants of Sheba and Raamah, they were thy merchants. They occupied in thy fairs with chief of all spices and all precious stones and gold. Haran and Kaneh and Aden, the merchants of Sheba, Asher, and Kilmad were thy merchants. These were thy merchants in all sorts of things, in blue clothes and broidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords and made of cedar among thy merchandise. The ships of Tarshish did sing of thee in thy market, and thou wast replenished and made very glorious in the midst of the seas. Thy rowers have brought thee into great waters. The east wind hath broken thee in the midst of the seas. Thy riches and thy fares, thy merchandise, thy mariners and thy pilots, thy caulkers and the occupiers of thy merchandise, and all thy men of war that are in thee, and all thy company which is in the midst of thee, shall fall into the midst of the seas in the day of thy ruin. The suburbs shall shake at the sound of the cry of thy pilots, and all that handle the oar, the mariners, and all the pilots of the sea shall come down from their ships. They shall stand upon the land, and shall cause their voice to be heard against thee, and shall cry bitterly, and shall cast up dust upon their heads, and they shall wallow themselves in the ashes, and they shall make themselves utterly bald for thee, and gird them with sackcloth, and they shall weep for thee with bitterness of heart and bitter wailing, and in their wailing they shall take up a lamentation for thee and lament over thee, saying, what city is like Tyrus, like the destroyed in the midst of the sea? When thy wares went forth out of the seas, thou filledst many people. Thou didst enrich the kings of the earth with the multitude of thy riches and of thy merchandise in the time when thou shalt be broken by the seas. In the depths of the waters thy merchandise and all thy company in the midst of thee shall fall. All the inhabitants of the isles shall be astonished at thee, and their kings shall be sore afraid, and they shall be troubled in their countenance. The merchants among the people shall hiss at thee, thou shalt be a terror and never shalt be any more. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. The interpretation of this passage is not hard. There are not great deep signs here. The Lord speaks by way of a judging irony upon Tyre. What was Tyre known for? Her merchandise. The passing through of the gates of the city, gold and silver and blue and purple and sheep and cattle and wheat and other grain, all of the tin and iron and other ores of the land. Where did they come from and where did they go to? And literally country after country, region after region, it is indeed the entirety of the known world. It's everywhere you could imagine in the ancient Near East. All the way out to Spain, Tarshish, the end of the Mediterranean Sea, and coming up around the Iberian Peninsula into the Atlantic Ocean. Everywhere, all the way to the east, as far as you could think to the east. All the way Lud to the south, Put to the north, those places out there that are called, I can't remember the name now. Anyway, way out there to the east, as far north as you could think of, in the regions that we now today call Armenia and so on, right? Azerbaijan and all of those places. And think about how far that is. Think about the caravan lines coming across and overland into Tyre, and then from Tyre out into parts unknown. Think of all of the goods that are coming in from the ocean, right? All from the Western Mediterranean, all over the known world, North Africa, South Europe, from Greece, Javan, as it's called, Meshek. That's the name I was trying to think of a few moments ago. Meshek, way up here at the northeast. And everywhere that you could think of, all of these goods. And Tyre herself, in this passage, the Lord paints a picture of Tyre as a merchant ship laden with every kind of earthly desire. Of course, Tyre had set her hope on that. Jerusalem was an affront to her that spoke of a spiritual religion. Riches that are not of this world. She said, aha, when such a religion as that fell. But the Lord is telling her that her religion is about to fall. And so he depicts the city of Tyre as a broad and wide and well-storied, with wonderful masts, beautiful oaks made into oars, cedars of Lebanon for her masts, the planking and the benches out of ivory, the shelving and everything made out of the finest wood, pilots that are absolutely astute in wind and in current, and mariners that know the signs of the times. And so she is a ship laden with all manner of goods and with all manner of human skill. And away she goes out into the midst of the ocean to buy and to sell and to make a profit and to spread her wares. But the Lord says, your pilots have taken you into heavy seas. And what will happen to that heavy laden merchant ship when she runs into those heavy seas? When the waves begin to break over the bow and the hold begins to fill with water, and the mariners, to save the ship, will begin to throw her goods overboard, but they will not stop the ruin of this ship. Oh, they will, only after it's too late. When they start throwing things overboard, then they will know that all that they have spent their time and all that they have spent their efforts for and all that they have spent their money for in hopes of trading and advancing and profiting in the earth without a thought to the God of heaven who made them, they will run deep. The bow will slip under the water, and the boat will sail to the bottom of the ocean. That's the picture that Ezekiel paints here. You have run into heavy seas. You will sink. You will never be remembered. The ocean will close her mouth over the top after the stern slips in, and you will never be seen again. And it will never be said of Tyrus again, oh, the wonderful, the beautiful, the prosperous city. She started out with saying, I am the perfection of beauty. And she ends with the lapping of the waves, hundreds of feet over her mast. This is the end of all of those that forget God, that put their trust in riches, and that look askance at the religion of God. They said, aha, but the Lord will have the last aha. Thus ends the reading. It is a very simple interpretation, and yet so very profound. Let's stand.